Well, as we're kind of talking off the air here a little bit, John, it took me a little bit by surprise just because it happened, but there was a lot happening behind the scenes that we're kind of talking about here that just at the end of the day, it felt like that the idea was kind of sound, but at the end of the day, you know, Trenton being a bigger school, you never really played the North Harrisons and the North Andrews and St. Joseph Christians of the world all that often. So it kind of felt like in a lot of ways just kind of a conference by name only, didn't it?
In some ways, and there were people who didn't necessarily like the travel involved with the crossover games. I liked seeing the different schools for our kids. You know, our softball team played Worth County this year, and I don't know that they'd ever played before. But in the end, I can understand where some of the schools were coming from, that there were a lot of differences, and they were trying to do what was best for their kids.
I guess from just a strictly Trenton High School angle, other than the fact that you lose Princeton on the football schedule and the basketball schedule next year, it doesn't change a whole lot for next year, does it?
Not really, and we're still going to try to play Princeton in basketball, softball, baseball. The schools that we see from the western side, we're still going to try to play every year.
Right. Are there any leanings, as we kind of talked about this a little bit, that it might end up being GRC East and GRC West and just as separate, you know, non-binding conferences, but is there any chatter over here on the eastern side about what a new conference name might be?
Not a lot. I think there are some schools that have strong ties to that Grand River Conference name, and I think they're on both sides, and I think they'll be looking to maybe keep that as part of their tradition. I know in the future we're going to have some meetings with the superintendents and the athletic directors and try to figure that out going forward.
I know in talking with a few of the Milan folks, and one of the discussions I had was with Andrea here over the last month. Milan has a lot of tradition. Obviously, Brookfield is a former Tri-Rivers rival of Milan, and Milan's played Marceline a lot. And I know Brookfield and Marceline aren't joining the conference next year, but it's the year after. But yeah, as much as, you know, Milan and Putnam County, it helps them travel wise to have a couple of teams over toward their geographical eastern side of the conference. Yeah, you know, you're Trenton High School is kind of in the same boat too. That I think that move is really going to help Trenton Athletics in the long run.
I do too. I feel like the nine schools that we have going forward are a good fit for us. We're kind of centrally located, I feel like, in the conference, and just bringing in two quality school districts like Brookfield and Marceline and all of the rich traditions that they have athletically and different sports is really going to be a boost for our conference.
Is the biggest issue with the amount of teams? I know it's good for the eight-man brand. There's no question about that. All the schools that have been going eight-man. In your mind, is it more of an issue with declining enrollments, or is it more of an issue of kids that just don't want to go out for everything that football entails just from a time perspective, or is it a little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's mostly the time and the number of kids who are actually going out for sports. We see it almost across the board. We have a few rare instances like boys basketball and volleyball where our numbers are really high, but you know, we only had 9 boys wrestlers this year, and we have a tradition rich a very strong program in wrestling, and we'd like to see those numbers go back up. But you're just seeing more and more kids choose to do other things outside of school time with their free time.
When did you get an idea that this split into two separate conferences might be something that happens before the end of the school year?
Last fall, I think we really felt going forward that the West wanted to do something different. And really, there aren't any hard feelings on either side. We have good relationships and play a lot of those schools in different sports. You know, we see St. Joseph Christian in volleyball and football and baseball and don't really play them in any other sport. But it could have been even, there were rumblings as far back as a year or two ago that some schools just felt like it wasn't a great fit anymore.
The vote was 12-4, and I just kind of took notice of this, that the four dissenting schools were Maysville, Polo, Putnam County, and South Harrison. Is there any insight to the dissenting vote from those four and what kind of the reasoning was?
I think what you see with South Harrison and Maysville is just the long-standing members of the Grand River Conference and wanting to keep those ties to the Stanberries and the King Cities and Worth County, Albany, you know, those schools that they've been affiliated with for a long time. But at the end of the day, if the schools want to split from one side or the other, I'm not sure there was a lot that could be done.
Right. It's been a long enough time, and I know it might have a different name, but it's still kind of the same idea that Trenton joins a conference with the Gallatins and South Harrisons and now the Milans and Putnam counties of the world. You've been there for the entire time, Coach. How do you feel like 7-8 years after that decision was made and Trenton joined, how has it worked out for the Bulldogs?
I think it's really benefited us. The biggest thing is travel. We used to have some hour-and-a-half to 2-hour trips, and now our kids aren't on the road as much. They're not getting home as late at night. And I say that the biggest thing was travel, but also just the bond that we have with those other schools now that, you know we are going to play those schools every year. We know that it has something, we have something to play for when we play Gallatin. And, you know, the Gallatin-Trenton football game was a big event this year because it had a lot riding on the line. And that's what I think you see from our kids more and more. You know, our wrestlers take a lot of pride in bringing home the Rock, the traveling wrestling trophy, and that's what our kids get out of it, I think.
I think, too, and I know, you know, Brookfield and Marceline were both Class 1 this year, which I know that decision came down when we were at Brookfield opening night, so it surprised the folks down there quite a bit that they're Class 1, but those are two quality football programs that just for trying to build the way that Misha settles it for football, you got to play good people and you got to have strength of schedule. Having Brookfield and Marceline and Trent's conference are going to help us in that way immensely.
It will, and we haven't, I don't remember the last time we played Marceline in football, but we've been having Brookfield on our schedule the last few years, and I like having both of those teams in our football conference. I think, you know, just you think about the Bell game every year, and you know that you've got two great programs coming into your conference, and our kids will have to step up and play well when we see those teams.
Yeah, and starting in 2024, instead of two non-conference games before conference play, you're going to have one because obviously you're going to have 8 conference games once Brookfield and Marceline join. Does it give you flexibility in what sort of opponent you'd like for that one game in non-conference play each year?
Well, you might think that, but our bye week from the conference in 2024 is actually week 9, so it'll probably come down to who we can find. And right now we were very fortunate to find Father Tolton Catholic out of Columbia. And that'll be our week 9 opponent in 2024 and 2025. And then we'll see going forward. We'd also like to play at least a Class 2 or a Class 3 school just because of the size of all of the other schools in the conference and what that does to our playoff ranking.
Are you going to Columbia first year of that, or are they coming here?
They are coming here.
Coming here. Interesting. There's been so many, I think this is another reason why at the end of the day, the conference is separated. It's hard to develop the conference when you got Bramer leaving one year and you got North Harrison coming in. You got Princeton going from the east to the west. You got, you know, so-and-so Princeton going 8-man. Do you kind of feel like, are the next 2 or 3 years, at least for both sides of the conference, are they going to be a little bit more stable as far as movement?
I think so. I think both divisions, both new conferences are very happy with the membership that they have and would like everyone to kind of stay put. I think those Western schools now have solidified, and I think they've stabilized their schedule, especially their football schedule going forward. And we're looking to do the same. We've already revamped our conference schedules and all the other sports, and I think this is what we will have going forward.
Is there, I know that there are a few sports out there. I think volleyball immediately comes to mind. Wrestling, obviously, Brookfield and Marceline being very strong wrestling schools going to help Trenton there, but volleyball-wise, has there been a push for enough schools, whether it's, you know, the GRC or maybe to get some sort of a, you know, conglomeration between the two conferences to get enough schools that play volleyball that Trent could get itself into a conference in a couple of years?
Well, I don't know what the new conferences will say, but I think there had to be a minimum of 8 schools to form for it to be considered a conference sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not sure that some of those other schools will be adding volleyball in the near future. I think their numbers and other sports dictate that they probably can't justify adding volleyball.
I'd agree with you on that. Appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank you.